Welcome to the Ranting Sisters. I'm Libby.
And I'm Katie.
And it is all about love.
Yeah! Oh, okay.
Today, if you're listening, it's Valentine's Day. Were you about to say the date of the day?
I was going
to
say February 14th.
Oh, yeah. Because
of all the holidays, Valentine's Day has the same date every time.
Yes.
Does that ever kind of trigger you?
No.
It does. It makes me kind of angry.
Does it trigger you slightly?
It does.
Because I think it triggers you because it's on a Wednesday today.
It is. That's true. Mm-hmm. But Easter doesn't have the same date every time.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't this year. That's for sure.
No, it's at the end of March.
March 31st.
We're probably going to have a cold Easter.
Yeah, so I'll bundle up, baby.
I'm going to be honest with you guys.
Yeah.
Did you like how I dressed everybody?
Yes, I did.
You love how I have my bracelets on while we're recording this podcast, don't you?
I just realized you had them on. Are you going to keep them on the whole time?
Probably, because I feel like it would make more noise to take them off.
No. I could just talk the whole time while you're doing it.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yes?
I have seen the spring transitional.
Oh, here we go.
I don't love it, guys.
It's not good.
What are these clothing? Why are we wearing shorts that are taupe and then a shirt that's taupe?
You know what I saw?
Why are we wearing these pairs?
Taupe. You think taupe is the color?
I think it's coffee.
Coffee.
In the coffee of the year.
Give me some coffee. Yeah, its color is coffee.
Yeah.
I think one of my biggest
Or it's sage. Or it's a sky blue.
Or it's that poopy color.
And that coffee?
The color's like, no. It's not brown. It's not that coffee color. It's like a cream
color. Green that looks like some vomit.
Yeah. It looks like poopy vomit.
I think it's called sage, though.
Okay. There's a child in my class that when I teach.
Mm-hmm.
That child poops. Won't name names, you know?
Yeah, no.
One don't want to get sued. Two can't.
Okay.
Lose my job right now.
Yeah, don't do that.
Whoa! There's a kid that poops that exact same color.
Yeah.
And I don't really know what that kid poops, what the kid eats. I know the kid poops, but I don't know what he eats. What I see.
I love it when the dogs sometimes poop that, like, orangey color.
Ooh, that's fun. Yeah. There's also that, too.
Yeah. Is that color in too?
Yeah.
Clay?
Clay colors.
Yeah.
I'm
not digging it, guys. What is happening?
Well, we went to Target recently.
Are we getting stuff on our clothing now? Like, everything is, like, plain.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's prison uniforms.
I thought you were going to say it's more of, like, you
like
know,
divergent.
You know what I don't like? Mm. There's, like, two things that I saw recently that are big fashion fails.
Okay.
Like, if I had a big stamp, I would stamp it on these
stores.
Was
it the corduroy shorts?
Shorts!
Yeah.
I don't know who on God's green earth made those pants. But I would like to
big too.
Go straight to that person and be like, I don't know what demon's inside of you.
Oh.
But get rid of it! Never make corduroy shorts!
Okay, well, it's Target that made them.
Don't do it!
I don't know what that brand is called. Rosie Park?
Nope. I don't want...
Rosie
Riverter? Riverter?
We're just naming women. Rosie...
Yeah. Rosie the Great. I don't know.
Vintage
but
Rose?
Rosie needs to get her crap together. I don't want to see those pants ever again. Okay.
They were on the dummy.
And then my second thing, what a dummy who made them.
Oh, that's
nice. Second
she
thing.
She didn't choose this clothing.
I saw a dummy,
mm-hmm.
okay, no, not a person, a real dummy in Target. This was in Target again.
Mm-hmm.
She had a black dress on it. It was all slit up. Sliced up.
Sliced up.
Yes.
Okay.
And it had, like, the armpit had a slice on it. I don't know why your armpit
cut
needs
out.
Breathing, not breeding.
But don't you sometimes just need your armpits to get a little breath?
No, because, no. I didn't know what you said for a second. My armpits are near the breasts. But what I was
that
trying
wasn't
to say.
That was what I said.
Right.
I promise.
Right. Okay.
It wasn't.
My armpits have, I'm a little offended because
okay.
I like my armpits covered because my armpits have,
You're sweating.
No.
Oh, okay.
My armpits have chemical stain and
chemical burns.
They have chemical burns, and I don't like people seeing my chemical burns, except in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
But I still keep my armpits.
You had to have the special deodorant for a time.
Stop. I also had to have cream.
The medicine deodorant.
Stop talking about that. It's not called the medicine deodorant. You use the same thing, okay? It's the same thing.
Well, yeah, but I'm not as high maintenance as you are.
And then that. It itches and it burns, and I get rashes, okay? And nobody wants me to have a rash. Now, do you, Target? Huh?
Oh, no.
Okay.
They don't
want it out of the way. And then also that it has a big slit in the where the breasts are.
Okay.
And then there's also a slit where the stomach is.
Thank you for using that term.
And I don't really like any of that. I like my clothing to have no holes. Unless
I prefer
in the head.
It to.
Where the head is.
Well, yeah, because you got to get.
And
your
the arms. and where my torso is.
I have little hope from what I'm going to wear.
Why have you done that?
I'm just not excited about it.
Really?
So last year, I'm not going to say make the same mistake I made last year. Okay. I wore a Target romper. Okay. Really loved it. Mm-hmm. Was so excited. Bought it about this time.
Yes, you did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Real early. Mm-hmm. Okay. Three other women at my church showed up in the same romper.
It's a great photo moment, bro.
I don't like wearing You're not letting the same, photo moment I don't happen. Like showing up in the same thing as other people.
Okay.
It's not that I think I'm super arrogant in the fact I'm original.
Mm. And you said it, not me.
It's just is that I like to
well,
be
can I say
original.
Something? Can I say something?
What?
No one has ever worn what I've worn for Easter.
It was now, just a Gap dress. That. A Gap that. Dress.
My Gap dress that I went and bought, okay? Well, I actually bought mine after you.
Everything. Well, yeah. Everything looks like something from Divergent this year. And so Gap. I have. And Gap.
And also H&M.
Yeah, we know because you got lipstick on the dress
Shh,
when you were
trying to. Talking about that. They are always listening, okay?
Gap.
Yep. I got Gap. You know?
Gap.
You ever had Gap before?
No, yikes. I haven't.
Me neither. Our pastor does. Now, what I was going to say.
Yes.
Was, does he?
Yeah,
we're not gonna go back
so.
There.
Can't go back.
I thought about it for a second later, and then I thought, can't go back. To that.
Yeah, no.
Can't gout that out. You know what I'm talking about? I think it's like a fungus. I don't know. Anyway,
it's not
a fungus. He doesn't have a fungus. But I just want to say that I've looked at H&M, and yeah. I don't know what their models are doing.
Why is all their hair wet? Like they just
know.
Came out of the pool.
Like when I'm going to
was it like
church,
a cruise look? Where you like, oh
age,
hey,
yeah.
Let's come out of the pool with a striped button-up shirt.
Why did you go to cruise?
Well, that's what people do now. Mm. You know,
they
this
go,
time
Katie,
of the year.
All because in the movie theater we saw a cruise line.
We did see a cruise line shirt.
Yeah.
commercial.
I lose. I'm going to be really honest with you. I had something in my mouth.
Thank you for that.
I'm going to be really brutally honest with you.
Uh-huh.
I've lost a lot of respect for people.
For cruises?
Yeah. Mm. We only know, like, we know podcasts that we're actually... We know.
Yeah, they do cruises.
They do cruises, and I have full respect for them. This has nothing to do with them.
They're very busy on their
very
cruises.
Busy on their cruises. They are doing a lot
also,
of stuff.
Also, I feel like when you're a reviewer, you have set things to do. It's so
yeah.
much funner. I just don't think I would have very much fun on them.
Right?
But they always put out those things, because a lot of people take cruises this time of the year.
They do.
Yeah. And so I was thinking...
And you feel like H&M is like the cruise
it's like,
place
oh,
for outfits.
You just came out of the pool, and now you have to go dine. I don't think they let you dine, though, with your hair wet. Yeah, they have set rules on cruises.
You can't go in with no clothes on. You have to go in with clothes on.
I'm pretty sure you cannot dine in a restaurant on a cruise ship if your hair
with
is wet.
With wet hair wear?
Wet hair wear? With your wet hair wear?
You, I think you mm-hmm. can. Mm-hmm. I don't think it can be dripping wet.
We can ask our podcast people about
the Parkers
it.
Is their you, name.
Yep. And they know. Mm-hmm. And I'm guaranteeing you, you could not walk in looking like the H&M model.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
As it is, it was like a buttoned
but
up.
But they're not dripping models. Like, they're not dripping wet.
But their hair is like, is it grease? Because
oh.
that's disgusting. That's a big trend going around, too. People not washing,
washing
their
hair. Washing their
hair! Yes!
What is that?
They're
what are you guys, a bunch of 12-year-old boys?
They're going against. Well, they're. I think people are showering, but they're
so
not shampooing.
I watched a girl on my YouTube,
uh-huh.
you know, when that was a thing.
Yeah.
She made a YouTube page of washing her hair with her oils in her hair. That's called not good.
I don't know how I feel about it. Like, and they were like, there was a disclaimer put up on their Instagram story about it. It was like, I just want to let you know for like the next couple weeks, it's going to be rough.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently like your hair is supposed to lock in and it's supposed to get like, come back to the way it's supposed to look.
Like when you came out of your mother?
No, not that way.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Well,
sorry.
I didn't have hair then.
Right. Me neither.
Yeah, you were bald too, so you don't want your hair to go back there.
We don't
want to
go back there.
It's supposed to go back to looking, like, fluffy again.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's rude. They're already assuming your hair's not fluffy? That's rude.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I can make it those 3 weeks where your hair looks like a greasy
something.
Pie.
I've learned. A greasy pie? It looks like a greasy pie.
You know, like you just took a bunch of chicken grease and dumped it on your head.
Ooh, Katie, stop.
I'm
I know,
just saying.
I know some people that look
you know?
Like that. But
or gelatin and just dumped it on your head.
You know what I feel like when yeah. somebody's like, you know, you could go without taking a shower or whatever. When they look at me and say mm-hmm. that, I literally feel like they've killed me. Like they've robbed me of my joy.
Of your joy.
When
I
go
I know,
to the shower,
I need that
like,
time.
Like I just want a shower time.
Yeah.
You know? Like
well,
when I get
not,
back from work,
yeah.
I lock it in. Like
okay.
tonight's my shower night.
Okay.
I get to pure joy my shower night.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where you were going with those peas, but I got you.
No.
Well, I mean, what you're saying.
If you pee in the shower, good for you.
We don't need to know that. But I do want to say that I think they're showering, but they're not shampooing. It's like a stand against
shampoo.
Remember when the deodorant thing was a thing? We're not doing the deodorant. Because it's got chemicals in it. Well, now it's like the shampoo. The shampoo's got chemicals in it, so we're not using the shampoos
anymore.
People
would tell me on the podcast, like if they're listening right now,
okay,
like, if you have, like this is Rhonda.
I would
She's like, don't wear deodorant because it gives you a rash. Don't wear it.
Well, I strongly disagree with that. I'm going to need you to wear the deodorant.
I sniff myself. Yeah. Just
I'm gonna need you to. I need people to not.
I was
that.
Around four teenage boys tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet.
That sounded a lot. I was around a lot of teenagers tonight.
Yeah.
And they all, let me tell you, every single one of them needed deodorant.
Mm.
And some of them needed it more than others.
I get that.
That's when, if you need deodorant that bad, you need to take a shower.
Maybe they're trying to do the trend, but don't do the trend.
No, wash your hair and put deodorant on.
I don't know what the shampoo thing. I've heard about the shampoo thing, and I get it if it's not. But I just don't think I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I'm on break. Like, I'm going to get to that first week where my hair is really greasy. And I'm on break.
You talk about this like I'm we're doing shampoo it. We're not doing this. I'm not doing it. I draw the line at my hygiene. Okay?
I'm a shampoo, guys. I'm just going to tell you that
it's
right
like
now.
It's kind of like free flow. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? I draw the
we're
line.
We're not talking about that on the podcast.
I draw the line.
We're not talking about that
no
on the podcast.
No free flow, no non-showers. I love it all.
Google
my
it,
body, if it could be a rubber mallet that is completely shiny, that would be my body.
Okay.
That's how I live my life.
Okay.
I die by the shower, I live by the shower. You know what I'm talking about?
All right. I mean, I get that. I do.
I am so clean that the cleanness of my water.
Again, this wasn't about showering.
Loves me.
It was about shampoo. You can still shower without shampooing.
No, but you were like not cleaning your
hair. No. I was never like, run back this podcast. I was never like that. I was just the shampoo.
Okay. But when you're just rinsing water, that's like backwash.
I'm just...
That's like spitting back into your water.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
But I just wanted to... No, it's not.
It is a little
bit. I just want to tell you.
What are you doing when you're rinsing the water on you?
I'm going to break at some point. I'm going to get to that week period, and it's going to be like, I'm going to shampoo. Like, I can see myself...
It'll call your name.
...sneaking the shampoo into, like...
Okay. Like, no sneaky shampoo.
Just a little bit. It'll be okay
just a
on my hair.
A little bit.
Because I'm not going to make it. Yeah. I'm not going to make it.
I can't live
it.
Without the shampoo. The shampoo owns me.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, clearly. The chemicals. It may be the chemicals, too. It may be the chemicals got into our
brain. I love sniffing it. Yeah.
And they're controlling us.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't want to live.
We got shampoo now that smells. It has, like, smell in it. It has, like, we don't usually use shampoo that has smell in it. Well, that's
a smell
like,
in it? Okay.
It has, like, a fragrance.
I agree.
And it owns me.
It owns you. Well, I can't live like it's 1777. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I was thinking more BC level, but okay.
I just can't do it, guys.
Before Christ.
I can't.
Because Jesus brought the soap. Okay?
I can't go back. Mm. I just can't. I think maybe it's the chemicals got into my head. I don't know. But I can't go back.
I love it. It's addictive.
I must shampoo
Is
my
that
hair.
Is that addictive? No.
To shampoo your hair? Is it wrong?
They always want to make you as a bad guy. I love it! I love the chemicals.
You know what else we love?
What?
Ruining people's great ideas of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, there was a little thing this Sunday, past Sunday.
Just a tiny thing.
Called the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And did we view it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Every minute of it.
Absolutely, we
Our
did.
Our entire family.
And so, just so you know, it was held in Las Vegas,
Nevada.
If you were listening to Kelsey, what's his name? Travis Kelsey.
Travis Kelsey.
Yeah. If you were listening to him, leave all the
Las Vegas.
Say it. I don't know. He had the most awkward thing at the end of that game.
We gonna win, baby.
Yeah.
I don't know. He said
we brought
something.
It home. I don't know. It's like
we
a home
brought play. It home.
If I was Taylor Swift.
That's I'm your man, Taylor?
Okay. I just have been like, I'm going to go now. I'm going to go. But it was the Kansas City Chiefs versus the San Francisco 49ers. Who was I rooting for? I hate both.
49ers.
Okay, but I was rooting for the 49ers.
Because everyone was rooting for the Kansas Chiefs.
How'd you know?
Because that's the way we work in
that
this household.
It is. That's
also, our dad used to be, before the Panthers were made.
He used to be a San Francisco 49er fan. Yep.
Yeah, he was.
And so, I have grown up with them.
Yeah.
So, I was accustomed to rooting for them. Yeah. And so I was. Also, I like their quarterback, Purdy. His daddy is the coach.
His daddy's the coach?
What are the odds of that? Like, how did that happen?
Favoritism.
You think so? Mm,
come on. He's the quarterback?
You think you were like, I'm going to pick my son, Purdy.
Purdy. I thought his name was Puddin.
I thought his name was Birdie, actually.
Why did you think his name was Birdie?
Well, that sounds more like Purdy than Puddin.
I know. And I know what the viewers are thinking. But I thought Puddin, the listeners. I thought Puddin was his name, and that's why they kept saying it, and I thought, that's a little rude, guys.
It was interesting, and I liked him.
Yeah.
I thought he was a nice quarterback.
He looks like his jersey number.
McCaffrey.
13.
Yeah, he did.
He looks like a little 13.
McCaffrey is on the San Francisco 49ers. Wow, what a player. Wish he could have played for us that way. He kept getting injured with us.
With us. Well, to be honest, the 49ers, if I may say, after watching...
We're not a bad team.
No. Okay. Let me go down the line
They weren't.
I know. I hear you, and I respect you. What's his name?
Their kicker was not great. Goofy?
No, his name wasn't Goofy.
Goofy Goody?
Goofy Booty?
No. No. I'm not falling for...
Speaking of booties.
I'm not falling for that one.
What I was going to say was, I know if you're a 49ers... Fan, you know, listen up, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know if your team's like made out of paper, but like every single time your players went onto the field, they fell. Ah, my back! Ah, my leg! I got a cramp in my leg!
Well, also, one of
my hamstring? Yeah.
Also, one of them fell.
Yeah.
And hadn't even done anything.
No, like, just they were not. The
they
field.
Just fell.
Yeah.
And it was his Achilles tendon, if I'm not mistaken.
It busted.
Yeah, which sounds awful.
I'm gonna be honest.
It was really. That hurt me.
It's giving me two vibes, okay? Their team was giving me two vibes. Mm-hmm. Either one, you're made out of paper, or two, you're on medication.
I'm going to be even more hurtful. You bet it on the Kansas City Chiefs, so you want to make sure they won.
Oh! Ooh. What?
What?
You're talking about the team wanted the other team to win?
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you think this whole game was rigged?
Because
of Taylor?
No, I don't think Taylor has
anything
to do
with it. Look what you made me
do. Let me give you really a good idea of what I thought about the Taylor Swift thing. Mm-hmm. Didn't see enough of her up in the box.
I wanted more.
Going to be honest, game was really boring.
Right.
First quarter of the game.
Yep.
That was the most boring.
Might have been because she was a little bit drunk.
She was getting lit.
She was getting lit, bro.
But I just want to be honest with you. Like, I wanted more Taylor.
Yeah, I did.
It makes the game more exciting.
Yeah.
Come on here. Right. Especially when the score is 0-0 and we're heading into the third quarter.
When it was almost. 16-13, her team was sucking.
Oh, but they weren't doing They weren't doing very well at all.
No.
And, you know, Travis.
Travis? The beater?
The pusher.
The pusher! Yeah. My bad. He did beat him a little bit.
A little bit. So, there was also those incidents with Travis.
Confrontational. Altercation was more of
okay.
It. Yeah.
So the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers, I'm going to be honest with you, real boring first quarter. Mm. Isn't it always, though? Not always.
What?
Usually the third and fourth quarters, like, they've run out of steam.
Really?
Yes.
I always feel like the first quarter is so boring.
For a moment. And then the flags on the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, that's
true.
That was
bull.
It was on everything.
Bull, guys.
Bull crap.
Absolutely bull.
I call bull.
It's not that I don't think Patrick Mahomes is good.
My homie.
I don't think he's good.
Yeah.
I just don't care.
He's a Panther fan.
I'm going to be honest with you. He's the new Tom Brady for me. Like, I don't have a beef with the Kansas City Chiefs, but I just loathe, hate, and despise some team in the NFL just being held to some sort of dynasty.
Wow.
Yeah, because
well, that's what they kept calling them.
Because you won back-to-back Super Bowls. Kind of ticks me off a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I see how this always works out all the time, and I see the Kansas City Chiefs as the Patriots have pretty much fallen apart.
Right?
No offense.
No offense.
That the Kansas City Chiefs are kind of the new Patriots.
Also, I feel like the Kansas City Chiefs are the new slight cheaters. Like,
yeah.
Under the radar.
I just see a lot of issues going on with Patrick Mahomes. And it's not that I personally dislike him. It's just that I don't like him.
Right.
I don't. Like,
that makes
and the
sense.
More you're telling me to like him, the less I'm gonna like him.
Yeah.
Because that's just how I function.
I think my thing also is...
Like, I'm sorry if you're a big fan of him.
Yeah.
But if... You are a Panther fan? Don't come at me. Because I'm going to stay loyal to my Panthers, even though they stink.
Yeah, well, also, that's
called a bandwagon. But they're my stinkers. They're my stinkers. I can point out their flaws. You just need to shut your mouth.
Okay? Well, also,
bandwagon fans, back out of the Kansas
City. I do have to say, also, I know that we joke about what happened with Travis over the coach and stuff like that.
It was strongly disrespectful. I just want to say that right now.
And it was also,
you are a tight end. Wrong. So calm down, bro.
Right.
Okay, it isn't like you're the most valuable player out there. And you were not MVP. Now, I will say Patrick Mahomes was the most valuable player because you guys wouldn't have gotten those points
in that whole game.
Had he not been playing.
And I hate to break it to them.
I don't know where everybody else was, but they were not showing up to work.
No, okay? And also, the one who won the game was number 13. 12? I think he was number 12.
Yes, that really short fella.
Number 13. He got the winning ball.
So, Travis, don't go up to someone and scream. And you know what it came across as me as?
Having a tantrum.
Having a tantrum because you want to be seen as much as your girlfriend. Right. Okay, well, let me tell you what. You're not Taylor, okay? No. You don't put on, shows every night that entertain people. Okay?
You weren't just in Tokyo.
They don't fly to Tokyo to see you, bro, okay? Mm-hmm. So, just calm down. You are going to be the second wheel to her, okay?
Oh, absolutely, bro.
Because she's it, okay?
She's Taylor Swift,
people
bro.
Are, even when our dad is asking, is she there?
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, it's a big deal, bro.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you're not, and you're tight end, okay? So and just you don't calm down.
Your number is 87, it's not 89. Yeah.
So just calm down, okay?
Ah, stupid.
Just chill, okay?
Yeah.
You are not the game maker,
yeah,
okay?
And stop calling, stop thinking you're great, bro.
Right? You're not great. She is.
She's pretty great.
Okay? And you're second.
Yep.
Okay? And that's just going to be life for you. I know that's hard for male people to understand.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, that's true.
When it comes to sports,
mm-hmm.
But when she shows up, nobody cares about
bro.
You. And then she brings all her friends, too, and that's even cooler.
Ice Spice was there, bro.
Yeah, and that's even cooler. I also like his brother better.
Yeah, I do like
his
brother.
If I'm being personal.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to hear the excuses for him. It was disrespectful, and he should have been benched.
Well, also, I mean, I understand
you
that.
You never found Cam Newton yelling in Ron
no,
Rivera's face.
No.
But then and again, Cam Newton was a quarterback, and you're not a quarterback,
ooh,
bro.
Okay? Nice.
But you would have never found Kuechly. You would have never found Smith. You would have never found Davis. Mm. These are all Panthers, by the way.
Yeah.
Yelling in any of their coaches' faces.
No. Never.
Okay.
And also, there would have been more talk about those types of things. I feel like the news would have been way more ganging up on certain players.
Absolutely.
Of other teams. Absolutely. I mean, I'm not even just talking about the Panthers.
And I know Tom Brady had come out, and he had said, when you're that passionate, please, you'd have never yelled in Bill Belichick's face. Okay?
Never. Come on.
So just shut your mouth.
I think my thing is also the...
Don't even, bro.
Coach came out, and I think he seemed a little afraid, personally. He also looks like...
I do think he was very in the zone.
Yes.
He was very in the zone at the moment. Yeah. And although I do enjoy the memes from it.
Yeah,
not gonna lie. And you're going to see some memes from it.
Oh, absolutely. Come on.
But it was very disrespectful.
It was, and
especially
it was wrong.
Especially because, bro, you're not that high ranked.
Yeah, come
on.
Are you Mahomes? No, you're not.
Well, obviously not. Let me tell you what. In that third or fourth quarter, no other player could have showed up for the Kansas City Chiefs other than the one that caught the receiver.
Yeah.
And then Patrick Mahomes.
Right?
He could have just been throwing to him. And
the whole time, they could have their own little ball game team.
Because the third and fourth quarter, if you want me to be perfectly honest, San Francisco had just, they were breaking down.
They were running out of steam.
They reminded me of, they were in, a Lexus car.
Oh.
Okay. And they were
interesting.
They were driving,
mm-hmm.
and then someone pulled it off, and it was like a Flintstones vehicle.
Wow, an imposter.
Yeah.
Well, also, remember, Impostor. We went into, we went into overtime, which we've never really watched.
They changed
that
the rules up on that.
That was stupid.
And I liked the quarter again.
You liked that better?
I mean, I would have liked it better. Well, I liked it the way it was beforehand for the San Francisco 49ers, because once they would have scored, the game would have been
over.
They played the quarter out again, and I would have liked that as if I was a Panthers fan.
We actually
fan.
Did the first thing we had ever done, which was we stayed and watched the ending of the game.
Well, of course we did, because we were waiting
for
Taylor!
Which they finally came out. She was out there sitting in the...
Viva!
Vegas. I don't know what I just said.
I just wanted... I wanted the camera to go on her face.
Yes.
While he was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see her look like she loved that.
I would have totally had her be like, that's your man.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's your man.
Can't
you see
man.
Lana Del Rey saying that?
Yeah.
That's your man.
That's your man. Are you sticking with that?
You sure you don't want to go? And we'll go get... I don't know. What do they have ice in cream? Las Vegas?
Viva Las Vegas!
Do they have White Castle? They love that stuff over there on that side of the country.
Is that country?
I always feel like that's another world over
right,
there.
Right, right. Yeah, I love it when you say that, too.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I don't know what they eat there. Maybe they're...
I don't know, but I'd have been like, honey, you want to go? Let's you split.
Let's split this.
Yeah, because that man up there...
That angel
man. He also shoved that coach. I just want to tell you, he's throwing a helmet.
Yeah.
Okay, Tay-Tay, these are red flags, honey.
Yeah, they're giving...
Temper.
Appeals are mine. I'm just going to say what everyone else is thinking.
They are giving
I know that we're supposed to give grapes, but I'm going to be totally honest.
Grace? I thought you were going to say, I know we're supposed to give gravy, but...
No, grace.
No, honey.
But I'm going to be 1,000% honest with you. It's giving abuser vibes.
I don't like it,
it's
honey.
Giving throwing you up against the wall.
Putting up the stop sign now.
You know what I'm talking about?
Stop, honey. Yeah. I wasn't even listening to you, which probably was a mistake.
That was probably a mistake.
But I don't know. And then let's talk about the halftime show.
Okay.
Yeah?
I'm so excited about it.
Usher. I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast beforehand that Usher was going to be picked. Mm-hmm. I want to
it's
say...
It's his comeback, baby.
That was a performance of a 45-year-old man.
Yes, who ripped his shirt off.
Yes, he did, which people
but
loved
it. But you know
it.
What? No, okay. But you know what?
Well, he was better looking than Adam Levine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
Maroon
true.
5, that was...
That was like watching homeless children take their shirts off.
Okay, that's
no
interesting.
Offense. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You ever hold on, wait a minute.
Oh,
Maroon 5.
Go back again.
Let me clarify here. You know, and when I say children, I mean the ones
Christmas
that are...
Christmas Carol.
Yes!
Yeah, the children
he
that hide
like
underneath.
He looked like the Christmas, the present, the Ghost of Christmas present.
Yeah.
Under his,
Ghost of Christmas future.
Right.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
Present. They're in his gown.
Oh, is it? Oh, it is present.
Yeah, come on. I know what I'm talking about. Okay. They're in his...
What was really bad is I knew what you were talking about, but I knew the listeners probably
right,
wouldn't.
Right.
Yeah.
In his robe. Okay,
yeah,
he opens
Adam
his
Levine.
Robe. He opens his robe.
Stop
and he has the...
Open your robe. Stop it!
He opens his robe, and he has those little children in there, and they're like, hey, I'm a Nikki.
That was Adam Levine.
Yeah.
Well, so...
Not Usher.
Not Usher.
Good.
Yeah, I mean,
he looked like a 45-year-old man.
A 45-year-old man that had worked out. Okay.
Right.
But I just want to tell you, Usher's catalog was never that great.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, I'm sorry, but his music, other than, yeah. Which we covered was in 2004.
And we all were looking forward to it. Yes, yes.
If you listen to the podcast.
Usher was in.
Where
Usher
we went
was in.
Back to 2004. Mm-hmm. Okay, honey.
Two songs of his.
Two songs
were
of his.
Were number one.
Okay, well, those are the only two songs, okay, that were really good that he performed.
Yeah.
Also, I think he performed Up in This Club.
Yeah. Up in This Club. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which were some people's, or Burn.
Burn,
one of those.
Baby, burn.
It also was the longest running, I guess, halftime show.
It didn't feel
long to me.
Maybe it was just me.
We
also had another guest star. We had
he had four.
Yeah.
Alicia Keys. Ludacris.
Yes.
The lead singer to the Black Eyed Peas, which I know his name, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
And somebody else.
Who was it?
Was it Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne! That's what I was going to say about
it
that.
It was the most guest stars I'd seen in a while.
It was a lot. I do have to say that, you know, I know that some people were looking forward to it.
Did you feel like it was awkward when he was, like, really lovey-dovey with Alicia Keys, who's married?
Yeah.
And also, he's married, too.
I did find it. So, everyone
got, like,
was comparing what had happened when he picked her up and hugged her to Pam and Jim in the, wrestler.
She didn't play it off like it was awkward, though.
They played it off. I think what she played off with was it caught her off guard, but it also, I mean, she was laughing and smiling, so I can't say she did anything.
I'm going to be honest
with
you.
It would have made me uncomfortable.
The Usher halftime show was a snooze.
It was a
until he got
snooze.
To
Yeah. Well, because, then
because that was great. That was a great song.
Then the others came out, and it was like, good.
Yeah, it was like.
When our whole family's singing to it, then you know you got us.
Well, that was because that's the song everybody knows. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. That's the song everybody knows.
And it's the only song you know. And it's okay.
The other songs, and also they were so cut up.
Well, also, you could tell we were doing some changes. Oh, SZA was in it.
Oh, her!
Yes!
That's right! He had another one, her!
Yes, so
she came out.
Was it her?
It was her.
Oh, my bad.
That's her name.
Okay, that's her.
I don't know what her real name is.
She
her.
Was, what was really funny that I really
liked?
She
did the guitar.
Yes, okay. fun thing was mm-hmm. they did a split screen of when she was a little girl, she sang the national anthem.
Oh!
And then they split to her now. Well, look at her now. Okay?
Wow.
Might I say more?
That's sweet. It was a nice halftime show. It wasn't like anything. I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to forget about it next year.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't like Rihanna's. I mean, really? Rihanna announced her baby.
Dude, that was sweet.
I mean, that was cool.
She was up in the air.
I'm gonna be honest. All the women have had the better halftime shows.
Oh, wow. That's pretty hardcore.
Oh, well, I did like The Weeknd's.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was good.
That was a cool one.
That was really good. That was
cool
because
that was during quarantine.
Yeah.
And he had like a whole puppet thing he did.
Yes. And he was,
that was
up
cool.
in the,
that was cool.
the air with everything.
Yeah. I was not a fan of Maroon 5's. I really
Again,
hated that one.
I think we said why. I think we addressed that.
I think
that.
We covered that one on the podcast. I'm not sure. It was very unpopular that I didn't like that one, too, by the way. So
really?
I expect unpopularity that I didn't like
this.
The Usher one.
I don't know. It was a more of a medium for me. I thought it was okay. I think that...
I thought it was kind of like the teams.
Yeah.
I won't remember them next year. It's like, I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. You had to tell me Kansas City Chiefs had been in it three times.
Me, too!
I was like, oh.
And they played against the 49ers before.
I don't care.
If I'm not wrong, it was them before 1 year.
I think so.
49ers and the Kansas Chiefs. I'm going to be honest with you. If you're a Kansas
care.
Chiefs
okay.
fan...
odds are you're not from Kansas.
You're not from Kansas. And no. also, I have no respect for you.
Okay.
If you are
That's
a Carolina
true.
Panther fan and you rooted for them, I have no
respect
for
you.
Because, to me, you always
we
should
don't
go
need
for
a because.
The...
Because I just said.
Yeah, okay, there you... Oh, wow. You're good.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I agree. I think that the outcome of this game was rigged. I'm going to be honest with you. I think it was rigged, and I think that the...
And I think we say that about every Super Bowl, so don't be surprised by this.
Yeah, come on. But really, the Kansas Chiefs, this game was best.
I'm going to tell you right now. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of conspiracy theories when it comes to NFL games.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
We don't need to.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Deflated balls. Do I need to say any more?
I think we already covered that
we
one.
We did.
That was our Super Bowl, too.
Yeah,
also,
it was.
Not a great halftime show.
Nope.
Justin Timberlake. Wow. You really
stinky.
Don't like you. Also, don't like your new song.
No. Because you're selfish. More like you're selfish.
You're selfish?
Yeah, there's like something else that goes with that.
Oh, a
cannot
jerk.
Say that on the podcast.
Okay. Well, thank you for having discretion.
You're welcome. I try.
Thank you for that.
You are very welcome.
The commercials, which are fun.
A lot of commercials this year were very interesting. I'm gonna go ahead and say my favorite one was the Beyonce one.
Oh, yeah. She dropped her album.
I know, and she was like, oh, did I break the internet now? And it was,
she's going country.
I know.
And I'm digging it. I also dig the way her like new vibe is.
Right? She's gone full on, and I'm digging it.
Yeah, and it's like, some say that her album might be kind of like a Dolly Parton album.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Also, some people think Taylor Swift might be on it.
Now, that would be very controversial.
Whoa.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it, girl.
I loved it. I think that this might be Beyonce's new era.
I know.
No one ever talks about Beyonce eras. Let's talk about it.
Oh, she has a lot.
I
prefer hers before Jay-Z.
Oh, wow.
Or when they were dating.
Ooh, wow. Because
that's when her music was really good.
Oh, wow.
I know. That was
a rough topic.
That was a rough topic.
True. I definitely am interested.
That was your
know.
Favorite commercial? It was cool. It's cool every time I see it.
I love it.
So I liked the, funny enough, I liked the Ben Affleck Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
Really? So a lot of people picked that as their favorite as well.
Because it was funny.
It was funny. I thought it was kind of funny.
And I like that Ben Affleck likes Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know why. I just think it's kind
right?
of a weird,
it's also
funny.
Very normal.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I thought it was funny. I even liked that it had Tom Brady in it, and that says a lot for
and
me.
It had,
I'm
it
really
had,
growing.
It also had Jay.
It had J-Lo.
Do we need to say anymore?
How cooler do you get than that?
Said.
Only way it could have been cooler was if Beyonce would have showed up.
Yeah, Beyonce been in that one, too.
Yeah, and she'd really been breaking the internet.
Right?
It would have been really cool is if Beyonce would have just walked in
all the commercials!
Yeah.
How sick of
they probably couldn't afford
been.
Her, though.
Our dad's favorite was the commercial of the Tuvlu. Is that the name of that app?
Oh, the Tumo?
Tumo? It's a buying app. Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
That sounded like a sponsor. It's not. Our father's favorite commercial.
That had like four ads.
Yeah, and we kept watching.
Also, my favorite thing to watch, which was a real disappointment this
year,
was the movie trailers.
Yeah, that was a little dinky.
That was a little stinky. We saw Deadpool and Wolverine.
Well,
I'm going to call it Wolverine
and
Deadpool.
We didn't see it. We had to go online. What was it
right,
with all the
what
online
was
stuff?
What was with that?
I don't
want
to watch it online.
I didn't like that portion.
Mm-hmm.
But I did like the trailer when I finally got to watch
it. Yeah,
I
did too.
I'm not a fan of Deadpool.
Yeah.
Gonna be honest. Not a fan of that kind of humor.
We usually make fun of people who like that.
No offense. They're usually comic book bandwagoners. And they just like that are wretched.
Yeah, like, I love it when they talk about pooping and peeing.
Definitely not what they're talking about. But it's like that set crude art. They just love that kind of stuff. And I'm just like, get a grip.
Get a grip.
Okay? And it's just not the way. And to, like, introduce people to comic books, I think. I am excited about this. But I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, Marvel fans. You guys are jerks now.
Right? Like, you guys are stinkwads.
I don't even want to be associated. Like, some guy I watched when he watched the show, if this movie doesn't match my standards, whoa,
bro. Calm down. If movies matched our standards, we wouldn't be able to watch any movie.
What is that? What is that attitude? Part of the biggest reason, to me, that Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness was so over the top of, like, hate on it, was because you guys made up all this stuff in your head.
Right, and y'all decided what needed to be in it, but that didn't happen.
And I don't care what you said. I don't care if John Krasinski should have been Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
My Pedro Pascal is.
Oh, there you go.
And it was announced today. So you can take your ideas of what they should be, and you can stick them up your Kansas City Chiefs rear end.
I really like John Krasinski, so I know don't hate I on that.
Him too.
Don't hate on that.
But Pedro Pascal is Mr.
Clearly, we're Pedro in another Pascal universe with Pedro
is
Pascal.
Is Mr. Fantastic. So I just want to say.
You mean like physically?
Yeah.
He is Mr. Fantastic.
He's just fantastic.
But
I've already heard some things about, like, if it doesn't match my standards, shut up.
Then fall down a well.
Right.
Okay, no offense.
You remind me of prequel haters to Star Wars. Get out.
Get out. No, literally get out.
Yeah.
Nobody has time for that.
It was interesting. We saw the TVA.
We did see the TVA. We saw that.
Mr. Darcy is now in the MCU.
I know. That's loving kind of exciting.
That was a great trailer. I'm excited over Hugh Jackman returning as Wolverine.
We also saw a pretty big deal in the Broadway realm. We saw Wicked. Which has got a lot of big people, and it's got a Bridgerton actor in it.
How do we feel about that?
I'm kind of excited. I know a lot of people are mixed about it. I saw
because it looked a little...
No.
I don't know why we showed a trailer for a movie that's not going to premiere till Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It needed more work.
I know that
someone... looked like...
No.
It looked a little CGI-ish.
Well, it is.
Okay. And also Ariana Grande. You're losing
Nobody likes her because they all said, oh, now you guys got a homewrecker in there.
Yeah. Well, it's a squeaky voice for me. But
really? But some people are more
I love the controversy over... I love
the SpongeBob
that.
SpongeBob dude?
Yeah. I love that. That really gears up a movie.
Yeah.
It's her.
Yeah.
Because you can act in a music video, which she can't, by the way. Doesn't mean you can act in a movie.
Well, she used to have a show, remember that? Where she played
Yeah, I'm sorry. A Nickelodeon show.
It wasn't Victorious. It was Sam.
Sam and Kat.
But it was also Victoria. I remember that. See, that was Ariana Grande to me as a kid.
And she did such a great acting job on there.
No, she really made me angry. I hated that character.
Yeah, well.
And I know hate is a strong
word. Can't wait for her to return.
I know. So I'm actually really excited because I can't wait for the album that's going to have this because...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Everyone who's in this is...
I'm not going to hold my breath on this one.
Don't hold your breath.
Okay. Also, really love Twisters.
Twisters.
I just...
Twisters.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've been waiting for us to talk about that for me to say.
Not only did we not need a remake of Twister.
Yeah.
We didn't need one with two Twisters.
Well, not only that. It's got the girl from the Crawdaddies.
I don't know how that works. And then the guy that's in...
Everything!
I'm just going to be honest with you. Him?
Okay.
I think it's Powell something.
Yeah.
Okay? And then Sydney Sweeney.
No. Do not bring her in.
I am so tired of the two of those guys. Stop putting them in things. Please stop. Stop putting them in things. Stop it now.
You're really mad because she was just in that movie. What
is
it called?
Madam Web.
Madam Web.
Okay, and then she was in that love story with him.
Oh, everything but
don't,
you.
Don't see
Everyone
you.
Everyone but you.
Anybody but you. I don't know.
Anybody
one of
but
those.
You?
Yeah.
Anything. It was some about, you know, they probably fall in love at the end of the movie.
Stop putting them in things. Yeah. She cannot act. Mm-hmm. She has no expression in her face.
She has that thing.
It is bad when Dakota Johnson is much better than you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hey. I love
Dakota Johnson.
I want to be best friends with Dakota Johnson.
Okay, well, you can be friends with her.
I do.
But Sydney Sweeney just because you were in a show with Zendaya.
I'm going to be honest.
Doesn't mean you need to be
Doesn't mean you're Zendaya.
What is with the Powell dude?
I don't know.
Why is he in something? I know, you kind of like him. Okay, and he's not ugly.
He kind of looks like a... Somebody remarked and said he looks like a Ken doll.
He does.
He does.
He has no depth to him, guys.
Yeah.
And then let's put him in a sequel that nobody asked for. Mm. And to a remake. Was the it a remake or a twist? Or is it like a...
Twisters.
Have you ever seen Twister?
No. I think I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not terrible.
Is it about Twisters?
It's about tornadoes. It's about tornadoes. And then this one is two tornadoes.
Unless
which I don't even think that's possible.
Let me tell you
the why not throw sharks in there? Sharknado!
No, you're being ridiculous.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think the only time I care about...
Because the two Twisters... It makes so much more sense.
I think the only time I care about Twisters are when tornadoes, you're watching... When you're watching Smallville or Superman.
That's because Batman of Steel. His dad dies every time.
That's where I'm going with
every
it.
Time.
That's the only time, that I care about a Twister.
Okay.
Other than that, kind of gives me anxiety. Kind of makes me want to pee my pants. Kind of don't want to think about
it. I just don't care. I'm seeing a lot of trailers for movies that I'm just like, how did this get made?
You're thinking...
How?
Wait.
Who paid for this?
Somebody
who?
Did.
Somebody paid
and
for
it. And I know there's going to be you guys out there, and I'm not judging, okay? That you're like, I love him. I love him and stuff. He's so swarthy.
He's my man. I don't think they called him swarthy.
Oh, they didn't?
That's a big word. That's a big word for Elmo.
Well, whatever you guys think.
He has a chiseled chest.
He's not an ugly guy.
No, he's like the kind of guy that you don't think's good looking because he's so good looking.
I'm going to be honest. He has a punchable face.
Oh, wow. You know, somebody said that to me about Zac Efron. I was like, you have a punchable face.
Whoa. No,
Zac Efron into that. If
not
you
have
are
a
the person that said that to me, I will punch you in your face.
But this guy, punchable face. Yeah. I don't know. There's just something about him. And maybe it's because he always plays the smart aleck. Yeah. But you know, Chris Evans used to have that too.
You know, Chris Evans,
and
when he was younger.
Come back.
When he
so
was,
he's better now.
Well, he's married now.
Yeah.
The guy, you know,
to
when.
A child. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She's a lot younger.
Sugar daddy.
Well, it's okay. That's okay.
Chris Evans, when he was younger. He kind of had that face that you wanted to poke.
It's true.
Like,
he did.
When he was in Fantastic Four,
yeah.
I'd want to punch that
I
face.
Did not like him as Johnny.
Yeah.
I should not. Did not like him as Captain America. Did not want him as Captain America, I should say that.
Oh,
but he's
then
so
you
much better.
Him.
So much better now.
So mature.
I know.
So mature.
And, you know, maybe that's what he needs. Powell just needs, I don't know his first name.
Okay.
But
that white
he's
guy.
From Top Gun.
That guy. That white guy.
Well, that's true.
He's that blonde white guy. I don't want to tell you guys.
He's from Top Gun, Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he just needs the right role.
Yeah.
But Twisters is in it.
Maybe he needs to be in Marvel.
Yeah.
I don't know who.
Kind
of surprised he wasn't Johnny Storm.
Don't.
Wasn't chosen
Let's don't
for
put
that.
Him in that.
He kind of gives me that vibe.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you want to punch him in his face and then kiss him at the same time.
Okay.
Some
I'm
guys
okay.
are like
I
that.
Just don't like him.
You ever got a guy that you're just like, man, I want to punch you in your face, but I want to kiss you at the same time?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. You kind of live by that, right?
I do. I live by that motto, really.
What is your motto for Valentine's Day? Punch him and kiss
him. And then kiss him?
Yeah. And then punch him again.
I would probably kiss and then punch. Because, you know, you knock him off the rocker with
really?
That one.
I feel like yours is more of the opposite.
Yeah.
Maybe punch twice and then maybe think about kissing.
But that's what our thoughts on the Super Bowl.
There you go.
How'd you feel about that?
I felt pretty good about it. Every Super Bowl, we've always, you know, in the amount of time we've had a podcast, we have always reviewed the
Super Bowl.
And I feel like every time it only gets worse.
Because the Panthers aren't in it.
The Panthers aren't in it. If it, man, when the
I'm
podcast
honest,
episode
the,
to come,
whoa,
when they get in
you Super won't, you can't handle
you
us.
You can't handle the Super Bowl
and
when
let me
we
tell
are
you,
here.
We've probably got a while.
Yeah.
Probably a good, I'm going to predict maybe about 4 years.
Yeah, when your children are old enough.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, Mom.
Whoa!
What is
hand,
this?
What is the side of you? We're going to the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Where
are you going? Disney World.
Disney World. Always Disney World.
Always say Disney World.
You know, that was nice. But we also went to the movie theater.
We did.
Again.
On Galentine.
We're back again, honey.
We went during Galentine.
Galentine. And what do you watch when you go to Galentine?
I don't really know.
Well, you watch Lisa Frankenstein.
That's right!
So we went to see Lisa Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. Okay, this stars Cole Sprouse.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Yeah.
It also stars the chick from Ant-Man and Wasp.
But originally
Quantumania.
Supernatural. That's how we know her.
She is the star in this, and she's Lisa.
Yes.
What was the Frankenstein part in this? Just him.
It was just him.
Okay.
Come on now.
Okay.
Also, I think her last name was that.
Was it?
I'm
was
not
it Frank?
Sure. Frankenstein?
Sure. Not sure.
I'm not sure, but he was definitely the counter of what it was about.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this movie was set in 1989.
Yes!
We love a good 80s era
movie. I love it!
And this girl has had her mother killed.
Yes.
By a serial slasher killer?
I don't know. Almost like a Michael Myers moment, but not really. Yeah.
And, you know, her dad's gotten remarried 6 months later.
Right.
Nothing suspicious about that. And she's having to live with her new,
Stepmom and stepsister.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were you about to say the opposite order that I just
was.
Did?
I was.
Sorry.
Not in sync.
You gotta be in sync.
Sorry about
gotta
that.
Gotta be in sync.
And that's kind of her basis of her movie. Is she's kind of lonely, and she's kind of awkward, and she's also traumatized from seeing her mom slash.
Which, I mean, you know.
All
I can see that.
Valid. Mm-hmm. All valid, guys. And that's kind of where our story sets off.
Yeah.
Is she kind of hangs out at a graveyard, as one does.
Right. And she talks to the grave sites, and, you know, there's one specific that she's just, that's her she can't favorite. Stop talking to.
And I loved the beginning of this where the credits played out his story.
Yes.
I loved that.
Did we know Cole Sprouse's character's name? We never learned his name.
I don't know that I ever heard her say his name.
And I'm pretty sure because the time period he was right. The time period he was in,
they got a fancy headstone though.
They got a busk of him.
Bust.
I want a bus.
A bust of yourself?
Yeah. Get that going. When I have money and I'm married to Harry,
you're gonna get a
bust
of yourself.
Only thing on his
statue.
Yeah.
It's unmarried.
And that really plugs him.
Yeah,
okay?
It
That's
does.
That's all in his
Well,
brain.
He was a piano player, and his chick left him for a guitar
Another.
Guy.
Yeah, how rude.
I'm really surprised, too, because I really feel like the piano's where it's at.
Yeah, not
Lots
some...
of guys play a guitar.
Yeah, come on.
Not all play piano.
They get calluses.
Calluses?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
That's right. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Okay.
I loved this portion of this movie. So this was, I didn't catch the director, but it was produced and written by Diopli Coubley.
Oh, we love that.
She did Juno. She's not really done something in a while.
I was gonna say, you
Jennifer's
had named off
body.
All of the... That's the last movie she did?
Yeah.
Dang. So this movie
Well,
definitely...
I don't think it was the last movie she did. Oh. Those are the biggest movies she's done.
This definitely was one of
She
PG's...
was the flavor.
This, oh really?
Let me tell you that.
Wow.
Yeah, she was very popular.
This movie was PG-13.
Yeah.
And it, I think, delivered in the, if you're going
it
for
was
gore,
mature. It
mature.
Had gore.
Yes.
It was kind of like, if, when we came home and we described it to our parents, mm-hmm. who I do think would like this movie a great
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
It was kind of like Tim Burton's Edward Scissorhands, Frankenstein, and Stranger Things.
That's it! Yes! Yeah.
Which also, was it Mike's dad?
Yes, was her dad. And he always plays the 80s dad of, like, I literally don't give a crap what's going on in your life.
I mean, like, he is just making it. You know what I'm saying?
And, you know,
like,
it,
you know the kind of guy that's just, like, a 9-to-5.
Oh, yeah. Just trying
then,
to stay alive,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's him.
That's him.
He
and
plays
he sits
it all
down fun. And he eats
And you could tell him the most shocking thing, and he never bats an eye. He's just like,
anything.
You just need to calm down.
Her stepmom is played by Chick from...
Spy Kids mom. I can't ever remember her name, but we just talked about her in The House of Usher.
Yeah, she's in all those series.
Yeah, she's in all those, Gerald's
Netflix,
Game.
Netflix, yes.
Haunted, Hill House. Yeah. Haunted on the Hill House.
Was she not
One
in,
those.
The night, the... She's Midnight in, Mass. Was she in that? I can't remember.
I'm not sure.
I think
that
it's
might
the one
be the
that
one she
missed.
Wasn't in. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on it. But I think that might be the one she was not in.
Okay. Really good. I think that everyone in this was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Her stepsister, I don't know if she's been in
She's not been in very...
Really
she had,
liked
like,
her.
I think three projects before this.
Mm-hmm.
Liked her a lot. This movie had such a well-put-together aesthetic.
Yes.
Which, that Cody, she's very well,
mm-hmm.
she does a lot of that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Jennifer's body and Juno, it's like just a feeling of how she does things.
Yeah, I agree.
She writes a lot from girls' perspectives, too.
Yeah.
I thought this movie was very well done in story-wise.
Yeah.
Was it similar to other things? It wasn't similar. It just had the vibes of it.
It did. Well, I mean, when we say it's like Stranger Things, don't go in and be like, oh my gosh, well, this is it.
No.
It was the way that everything was colored and also the way their dressing was.
Also the way the teens were.
Yeah, very like pop gum, like pop your gum type of way.
Yeah, and scrunchies.
Yeah, and like, oh my gosh, really, Beverly? Like those type of things.
Beverly, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
No.
I would say that is what the vibe was of the school that she went to.
Yeah.
And you know, there's like one bad boy that she wasn't supposed to like because he's older and she liked him. And, you know, we also get Cole Sprouse's character who comes into play, who is not our lead character because our girl is our lead character.
But he's kind of like a Mr. Darcy.
Yeah.
Meets Frankenstein, meets zombie,
lover.
Meets kind of bad boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
but
we
he's
love
not
it
bad.
Too. No.
You know what I'm saying?
He's a good boy.
But he's also kind of a killer.
And he knows, and I mean, if you go, if you've watched other movies with this kind of vibe of like, oh, he's my man, but he's a monster.
Yeah.
But he wants to protect her. Yeah.
We love that.
He wants to protect her.
Also, I kind of got that. Remember that Marvel Halloween special we watched?
Yeah. The
Werewolf
at
Night.
Yeah.
Kind of had that too going on.
It did.
Where that was like a black and white, which they kind of ruined it by doing it in color this year. Or last year, but
you
when it was all black and white. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, either stick with that vibe
or
don't. But it kind of had that to me.
It did. It also had the kind of vibe of, like, they fit in so well. Like, he is from the, I'm assuming, the 20s, maybe the 1800s. I can't remember what time period he's from.
I think he was, like, from the 18th century.
Okay, and then they fit it so well. And I don't know how they did it with the 80s. Because towards where we slowly see her kind of like give him a makeover kind of, I guess you could say, it fits so well because he still was dressed like he came from the 1800s, just from the late 80s.
Yeah, it was well done. And I know that there were some plot holes in this movie.
Absolutely.
There were I could tell some story plots they were going with and they did not, which I thought were blended well off.
Right. Yeah.
Because we never got a kind of a conclusion to her mother's killer.
No, we didn't.
And I think they were going to. Mm-hmm. It was a little long.
Yeah, I agree.
At times. I'm not sure what I would cut out of it. It did have some mature topics, I would say.
Yeah.
So I do want to say, when it's rated PG-13, it's rated
PG-13. Like, it is its thing.
I'm going to be honest with you. If you watched an 80s movie, like 16 Candles,
yes.
Or Breakfast Club.
Or the Pink something,
this,
whatever it's called.
Pretty in Pink.
Pretty in Pink!
Yeah, the How Pink something.
Yes.
Yeah, Pretty in Pink. If
you've
watched those movies, it's on that level of maturity.
Yeah. I mean, it gives you the 80s vibes.
Like, when people are like, oh, the movies are so much more appropriate. I have seen those movies, no. I'm going to be honest with you. There are some 1970s to 1980 movies that are strongly
inappropriate.
Okay?
Yes.
Like Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You mean like your mother
weird.
And you?
I know. You always want to go to that mother.
Ah,
mother
that is gross, guys.
Well, she didn't know he was their son.
He knew. He knew.
He do. He do.
That's your mama, son. Golly.
But it is mature. It's a mature movie. Mm. And it has some gore in it, and it has some other topics, so do be prepared for that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, if you're squeamish over that kind of stuff,
don't
it's done
watch it.
In a PG-13 level.
Yeah, it's not R-rated.
No.
Which I feel like would be so much more worse.
But it is PG-13. Okay?
Yes.
So, which probably means the person needs to be about 14 or 15.
To go see this movie.
To go see this
mentally and physically.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, what is your ending grade for this movie?
So I really loved this movie. I gave this movie an A. It's probably...
Really?
Yeah. I actually think this movie has the potential of being one of my favorites.
Really?
At the end of this year.
What? Yeah. Oh, that's a bold statement.
It's a bold statement. I know it is. But, you know, I saw the trailers before this movie. And I also saw the trailers for the Super Bowl.
Oh,
and
sure.
I just want to tell you, this has strong potential of being one of my number one favorites.
Yeah, I would say I really enjoyed it. I gave it an A-. Now, the only reason I did that...
That is so rare that I give something a higher score than... And I felt like this was you.
Yeah, I really loved this movie a lot.
It smacked of you.
I know, it's
really
good.
The way she dressed, the way she looks, everything.
Well, so I got slightly nervous because I didn't know what you were going to give it. But I gave it an A-, and I guess I'll justify it in some room. Because I give it an A-, is there is a scene that I feel like prolonged too long.
Okay.
There's a scene where one of the characters is sewing on something onto the other character, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
And it felt too long?
It felt like it was too long. Now, that's my only way I would say that's my minus.
Kind of funny, but for us, it was just too long.
It's too long. It was too much. And, you know, I would say that's the only reason I gave an A minus is that was too long, and there were other things that could have been longer.
Yeah, I agree.
And I like understand that.
A little
that.
More groundwork for her father.
Right, yes.
And her.
Yes.
Needed to be slightly done. Mm-hmm. I loved the fact that she sewed and, like, everything that he needed, she sewed on him.
Yes.
And it all involved a tanning bed. Yes. Which I thought was funny.
Which was hilarious.
I won't get into more spoilers for it. Yeah. But that's not a spoiler. You've seen it in the advertisement.
I would
before.
Say also the reason I give this, I would give it an A in general. Mm-hmm. Is because this movie is, to me, the epitome of why you go to the movie theater to watch a movie. You don't know anything about it. There's no sequels. There's no, it's a redone of this or a reboot of this. It was its own thing. And, yeah, it has similarities of other movies. But, to me, it was its own thing. And yeah. The ending of it was good. I liked being ended with the way it did. I thought it left you with that, and it was perfectly fine.
I know. It doesn't need a sequel. It doesn't need, it was an interesting story, and yes, I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Loved it. But let's stop doing sequels.
Yeah. You don't need to make it.
It just had a cute ending that kind of continued the story, but not continue as in we need a sequel.
I love Cole Sprouse, too. I don't care what anybody says. I know there's a lot of controversial. I love the Sprouse brothers. I love Dylan. I love Cole. We've grown up with them.
Yeah, I love them.
Cole Sprouse to me in this movie. Okay.
Yeah.
I love him. You love Dylan.
I do. I love Dylan.
I think you sometimes go out.
Sometimes when I see the other one, I love them more. And then when I see the other one, I love them more.
Okay. Okay. Wow. I don't think that's
Cole's from Riverdale, and when I watch Riverdale, I love him.
I love him.
Okay. But when I watch Dylan and other things, and I have watched some pretty crappy things because Dylan Sprouse was in it. I love him more.
It's true.
You know? It just, they're never on screen together, so I don't have to choose.
Right.
Yeah. Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. But they're little.
Right. Yeah. That's fine.
And they're annoying on there.
Yeah.
But now,
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody on deck?
Yeah.
No, that's where it's at.
Really?
Yeah, I love to watch that.
Whoa, I think a
lot of... No, not the first one. Not that it's better, but like them looking wise.
Oh,
man,
okay.
I had the hugest crush on Dylan.
Okay.
Woo!
Okay.
Loved him. But love Cole, too. I love Cole Sprouse in this movie. I loved his demeanor.
He's really good.
He played this so well. And yes, if you go into this movie, and they were joking about in interviews, I don't have any lines. He literally has no lines.
Yeah, not to the end.
Is that a spoiler?
Kind of.
Yeah, maybe.
He does a good job with that, though.
Yes,
some actors,
everything.
Most actors would be way too arrogant for this.
Right?
He does not speak very
He does
very
everything
much.
By his body, his facial expressions.
Yes, which are very well done.
Oh, I love
that. Also, he spends, like, I would say about 20% of the first part of this movie covered in makeup.
Yeah, covered in it.
Covered in, like, gunk and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Because you know the whole dead thing.
But yeah, I loved it. It's going to be a vibe for me.
I know. I'm here for it.
Yeah, me too.
I think it might
be
my,
it's
spring.
Part of my personality.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Dead guys. I love them dead.
Yeah, that's part of my personality.
That's the only way I date, if you're dead.
Dead.
Maybe
weird.
Not.
Maybe
that
not.
That was weird.
But you know what's not weird?
What, Katie?
If you're on Instagram, and if you're following at
Farnung Metz.
And at Libby Farnung.
That's right. Hey, you could pick what we talk about if you follow us on our stories. Because for memes.
Polls.
That's right.
Photos. You never know what we might talk about. We might talk about, and there is an important month coming up.
Yes, there is.
March.
And if you've been listening for a while, you know that's our anniversary month.
And we have lots of things and interactions and things planned.
And things.
And things and things and things and things.
And hey, if you're on Facebook, you should be in the
Ranting Sisters Facebook group.
That's right.
I got that right this time.
For polls, memes, and hey, you could also pick what we talk about next on there.
That's right. And you never know. Sometimes we talk about what's coming up, so you want to be up to date. And if you want to find the podcast, that's a great way to look.
That's right. And hey, you might want to see our Travis Kelce, memes.
Memes. You don't
want to
miss those things. They're going to be great.
And hey, if you enjoyed this episode, you should share it on all social media platforms and tag us in it.
That's right, guys. Tell us who you're listening. And
that's
you enjoy the podcast. We love it. It makes us awkward, but we love it.
We do. And hey, we want to know what you think.
Yeah. You know? All nice things.
That's right.
All good things, guys.
All good things.
And you know what? If you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan, we're sorry. We were very offensive.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
But we are sorry that we did it.
Right, yeah.
But we are going to probably continue.
And hey, if you enjoyed Usher,
Twisters,
then,
Ushers?
Yeah, or you Ushers know, and maybe Twister. You're looking forward to one of the movies coming out soon.
You know, don't tell me about it, because I don't care.
Yeah, all right. It's true.
But have a great week, guys.